Triumphing over lust. We must watch ourselves carefully if we are to escape the clutches of lust. To halt the downward progression of our consciousness, we must not allow our lust to degrade into anger and self-perpetuating illusion, from which it is extremely difficult to escape. People who have conquered lust can accomplish amazing feats because their self-control connects them with the energy of love. They become empowered spiritual warriors who are extremely difficult to defeat. On the other hand, those under the influence of lust are easily manipulated. For example, a boxer may deliberately try to make his opponent angry in order to cause him to lose control and lunge with no thought for the consequences. This is just what the fighter wants, to have his opponent open and undefended, ready for defeat. Material energy in the guise of the devil or Maya likes to make people lose control so that they become easy prey. Consequently, we must monitor ourselves, being careful not to allow lust to make us lose mastery over any situation. Like the boxer just mentioned, a warrior who loses control becomes a casualty. A warrior who gets angry on the battlefield may suddenly leap out of his foxhole and run toward the enemy shouting, "I'm going to kill everybody." Of course, it is he who will soon be dead. To avoid falling into these traps and to live fully as human beings, we must learn to control our lust by regulating the senses. Lust hides out in the senses, looking for a chance to take advantage of us. It can cause us to lose every ounce of equilibrium and stability we have and can drive us to commit the most heinous acts, even murder or suicide. As we have seen, the more we give in to lust, the more difficult it is the next time to resist, and the more enslaved and conditioned we become, to the point that we may spend the rest of our lives in its clutches. The senses function in an interesting way. They can be compared to horses pulling a chariot, each one straining in a different direction to make the chariot move. Any one horse pulling too strongly can cause disaster. The senses are so powerful that any unregulated or improperly controlled situation can cause an individual to commit sinful actions. What holds our senses, the horses, in check? It is a mind governed by the intelligence when it is in contact with the soul. The intelligence, as just mentioned, is our faculty of discernment. Human beings function according to an ascending hierarchy in the following order: the senses, the mind, the intelligence, and finally the soul. Like a skillful enemy, lust hides out in the senses, the mind, and the intelligence, waiting for an opportunity to dominate us and cover our awareness of the soul. The mind serves as an intermediary between the intelligence and the senses and accepts or rejects stimulation from the environment according to the quality, caliber, and strength of our intelligence. In response to the environment, the senses, the eyes, nose, ears, mouth, and genitals send messages to the mind demanding that the mind arrange for their gratification. The mind is constantly engaged in accepting one demand and rejecting another, accepting, rejecting, accepting, rejecting. An insufficiently strong mind will give in to the senses repeatedly. However, a strong mind will refuse to become a slave to the senses. We often have difficulty keeping the mind under control. Even when we manage to refrain from speaking inappropriately or to stop ourselves from taking an unwise action, everything in our lives is based on quality of mind, who we are now, who we were before, who we are going to be, and to what degree we are bound or liberated. The mind either interferes with self-realization or serves the soul. It can be our greatest enemy or our greatest friend. Nothing is more devastating than a mind out of control because the mind knows all of our secrets. An enemy who is this close to us can be very destructive. But a mind under control becomes our greatest friend for the same reason. It knows us ultimately. A close friend is a source of great comfort and support. The mind's choice of direction is up to each of us. How do we develop a strong mind? We do so by backing up the mind with the intelligence, which acts as a moral factor. The senses may have a particular desire and give the mind orders to arrange to have that desire fulfilled. However, the intelligence warns the mind, but if you do so, these are the consequences. When the intelligence is connected with transcendental knowledge, it has sufficient power to harness the wild mind. In such circumstances, the mind will calm down and regulate the senses properly. But if the intelligence is weak, the mind will not listen. Instead, it will fall prey to the dictates of the senses. When we have gained sufficient mastery of the senses by developing a strong mind and intelligence, we can elevate our consciousness. On the other hand, if we lack mastery, we will find ourselves on a downward slope toward animal-like behavior. Animals are extremely concerned with territorial rights, attacking others to protect their sovereignty. Humans in a low state of consciousness act in the same way. We attain a significant point in our evolution when we can break out of these animalistic shackles. We do so by developing our intelligence and tempering it with humility. Humility is a powerful weapon because it opens us up to greater love, concern, and compassion, so that we naturally become more interested in the welfare of others. Without humility, we fall prey to an inflated idea of our own importance and seek unabashedly to fulfill our egocentric desires. Regulation of our senses steadies us in such a way that we can deal calmly with any situation without losing our higher consciousness. Each challenge simply becomes an opportunity to use the mastery we have developed. If we have such mastery, God will always give us an opportunity to practice it. If we really want to love God more and more, He will give us many challenges and tests that allow us to grow. If our mastery is weak, or if our motivations are mixed, we will not pass these tests and will quickly revert to our bad patterns.